PM Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Interviewing him about 12 years ago, and I've interviewed him off and on since then, but it's been a couple of years since I've had him on, and he's a retired FBI agent. He was the head of the L.A. sector, also the head of the Dallas sector. He'll be joining us coming up in the second hour. He's Ted Gunderson. To talk about a host of issues, government-sponsored terror, government child kidnapping rings, and much, much more. That is coming up in the second hour today. We'll also have open phones for that guest. Here we are, my friends. It is the ninth day of August 2007. And here is the mighty stack of news that I have in front of me. AT&T censor anti-Bush lyrics during live broadcast. This is the level of control and censorship in place over broadcast TV and internet transmissions, because AT&T is the National Security Agency. They are the NSA. 911 Commission ignored firefighters' accounts of explosions inside WTC7, wearechange.org, and the Loose Change crew together in an interview with another New York City firefighter who hasn't yet spoken out and now has. And it's a 49-minute interview. It's up on prisonplanet.com. We're going to read over some of the excerpts of the interview. That's important news as the 9/11 cover-up continues to implode in on itself. The one of the biggest French banks has frozen its accounts and basically shut down. That from Bloomberg Financial. Also, world stocks slide on fresh U.S. credit concerns. Other headline, stocks plunge on rising credit anxiety, really two ways for saying the same thing. Modern living to blame for cancer epidemic. Also, all the loving mercury in your shots and all those delicious little cancer viruses they lovingly dole out. I'm sure that has nothing to do with it. Also, potential flaw is found in design of fallen bridge. Now, I thought it was because we didn't hand all of our roads over to foreign corporations. So I've been hearing since Saturday, we predicted, it wasn't hard to predict, they'd be saying it was because we hadn't handed them all over to foreign multinationals, but they're still telling us that's the answer. If your child has a cold, mail some money to the Bank of England, or maybe hand over your backyard to a foreign company and it'll fix the cold. Same thing with the bridge, but a lot of evidence, and even some local witnesses said they saw a big plume of smoke and an explosion. There are witnesses saying that. I haven't seen video of it actually happening. I've seen video of it collapsing. But some are saying that the bridge was blown up. I mean, I don't know. They were doing work on it, and they were saying the bridge was already in danger, so I just don't know. But what we do know is they're using it to push for handing it over to foreign corporations and foreign companies. But now it turns out potential flaw is found in the design of fallen bridge. Well, they're saying 70,000-plus bridges and trestles are on the verge of collapsing. And I've told you, every week we see something collapse. I mean, just usually not some gigantic six-lane highway bridge over the Mississippi River with a bunch of commuters on it. So we'll go over that. Also, homeowner arrested after the burglar he confronted falls 30 feet. Now, again, I've become desensitized to this. Every few weeks I see an article in England. Now they're starting this here, though, too, where somebody can come in and be raping your wife, and you stab them with a butcher knife, they get your house, and you go to prison. Well, it doesn't matter. Even if I live in England, you come in my house, I'm going to kill you with my bare hands. Can't have guns over there, but I will kill you with my bare hands. I will tear your head off. We'll be right back and talk about that, too. after a year in production.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that the yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into this first hour of transmission, ninth day of August, 2007. You know, before I get into the slow but deliberate slide of the world economy into the jaws of the international banking cartel and the fact that, in now at least 15 states, whites are the minority but will still be called the majority and treated as such. Foreigners are now the majority in at least six states, all part of the globalist plan. Before I get into all of that, let's just have some fun. The video of this is up on PrisonPlanet.com, and it's interesting for several different reasons. A, video technology has gotten so inexpensive, computing power has gotten so inexpensive, and there's such a large cadre of people who are self-taught now, and there's so many programs available that photoshopping and faking video and manipulating video to where it's very hard to tell it's fake is becoming more and more commonplace. For those that have seen The Running Man, you know, back in the mid-80s, based on a science fiction novel written in the 60s, you have fake newscasts, fake video. Well, By the time that film was made, they indeed had that technology where it was almost indistinguishable to the human eye, and now it is indistinguishable to the human eye. And the government is creating fake newscasts. They are creating fake video. Now, they always do it under the auspices of a test or a drill. A test or a drill. I remember during the Kosovo attack that I was watching CNN, I'll never forget, and I saw this two separate times when I watched more TV back then, and they said simulation, computer simulation, was very small in the corner of the screen, and it showed a computer-generated Abrams tank driving around and villagers, and it was so crisp that I couldn't tell the difference, though I then saw them air it again an hour later and noticed that the mud coming out from the treads looked a little pixelated. I called CNN because back then they had their newsroom number public, and I said, so what is that? And they said, let me pass you on to somebody, CNN Center in Atlanta. And they admitted that, we're running some video simulations. Now, they show simulations all the time where on purpose it looks computer-generated and boxy and, you know, looks like some type of, you know, three-dimensional model. Now, you know about the, I kept saying 1.6, that was one purchase done in 2003, 2004, so I just tend to rattle off that number. Actually, that year it was over $2 billion, and total, from the numbers we've been able to get publicly, and most of this is still secret, it's over $6 billion domestically in fake news. And I don't just mean the fake news packages where they didn't say it was government-produced, that they actually paid local TV stations to air. The disinfo is that the stations didn't know, and they just took money to air something they thought was real. No, they knew. But it was also thousands of reporters. You hear about Tommy Franks being on the payroll. You hear about Armstrong Williams, different programs. And you can really learn a lot from this, because once they're exposed as government purveyors, agents of influence, then you can hear exactly what the government script is. And martial law is coming after the next attack. It's good. We need to have the feds take over education. You know, just basically federal takeover. That's what the parrots say. Now, as if we didn't already know that they weren't on the payroll. I mean, I've been on Armstrong Williams' show many times as he attacked me and tried to play games and mess with me. I can tell you it was a shill right there. I didn't come out on air and say it because, not that I couldn't prove it, but people couldn't handle the truth yet. So I just stuck to what was publicly already admitted. Now, you don't have to buy off your local TV reporter because they've just got a head full of hairspray and they're trying to figure out how many people they're going to have sex with tonight and how far they're going to jog so they look good for their neighbors and so they can go to cocktail parties and feel powerful. And they'll just read whatever's off the teleprompter and never ask a question. And then the news is packaged in D.C. or New York or Chicago or L.A. from their head offices and then pumped back to them and they just regurgitate it. All right, I said I was going to have some fun and air a clip. It just made me think this morning watching this clip how easy it is to for the government to fool people, because this is just some little website superimposed a reporter on the White House Rose Garden lawn asking President Bush about zombies attacking. Of course, it's pure fiction, ladies and gentlemen. We're not saying zombies are really attacking. We're playing a parody here, but they edited Bush in with the video where it looks like it's real. And the reason we haven't done a lot of this ourselves, though we could, is because then it adds to a climate of pretty soon people don't know what's real anymore, where even though it's fiction, it kind of runs together with reality. And the same thing is with 24 and all these CSI, all these other shows. You go into suspended disbelief, and your brain, after just a few minutes, is accepting this and acquiescing and taking it in as if it's reality. And you're rooting for the hero who cheats and tortures and kills and even tortures children. And now they're saying Jack Bauer is going to fight global warming this year and get a global carbon tax to save the children. I mean, this is pure propaganda arm. And for any liberals out there who are still supporting man-made global warming and their, quote, solution of global tax, while every manner of environmental degradation goes on pell-mell, Fox News, Fox TV is now, I've seen Fox News say it's real. And again, it's the Cartoon Network version of propaganda. It's meant for the brain dead. CNN's meant for a little bit more high grade, but it's just as bad or worse. MSNBC, CNBC. And I know that the people know it's a lie and a fraud, but even though you consciously know it, you're still not fully grasping and then finding out what the truth is. You know you're being lied to, but you don't know what the truth is. See, just to know something's a lie, to know that that's a fog bank in front of you, doesn't still tell you what's behind the fog. See, that's what we're trying to get you to look for and look at. Because from my limited intellect and perspective, I can't tell you exactly what's behind the fog everywhere planetary-wide. I'm not omniscient. But together, together, we can, wherever we're at on the planet, find out what's behind the fog. And we can go in mercilessly, without any even prime directive from some central source, and go in and move forward with the liberty revolution of freedom and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit to dehumanization. So here's a three-minute little zombie clip on a spoof on Bush's fear-mongering. But this is just from a few weeks ago, folks, where he said, he did say August could be the big month of terror, and we pray that this month elapses without that happening. But here it is.
Mr. President, in your recent budget, just to make sure I understand, you're asking for a $50 billion emergency defense supplemental to protect America from zombies.
I believe this is the great challenge of the beginning of the 21st century.
Zombies who eat brains, just so I know we're on the same page here.
That's what they do. That's what they said they want to do. They have objectives.
With all due respect, Mr. President, are you sure this wasn't a movie you saw? I mean, why?
These are real.
Yeah, but why?
And it's a danger to the American people. It's a danger to your children, Jim.
Sorry, my name is Barry.
Chen.
No, Barry.
Ed.
It's Barry. Just think of blueberry or strawberry. That way you'll always remember it.
Thanks, Ed. They are a direct threat to the United States. And I'm going to keep talking about it.
The zombies. You say they're eating our brains.
They need to be eating U.S. beef. It's good for them.
Okay.
They'll like it.
For the sake of argument, even in the movies, zombies seem to move really, really slowly. Why couldn't we just outrun them?
If we leave, they follow us.
Right. But really slowly. I mean, shouldn't we be focusing more on bin Laden?
They're dangerous. And I can't put it any more plainly, they're dangerous.
Right. Does this explain reports that you attacked people who were on the White House tour?
I knew this was going to be an explosive issue.
Yeah, you removed their heads.
I wanted to remove even more.
So, over the months, you've decapitated 11 tourists you now say were all zombies.
I thought it was interesting how you started your question. Over the months, I think you said, over the last months.
Forget the time period. It's not the time span that concerns
us. Let me finish this one. I'm on a roll here. And they have made it abundantly clear what they want.
Human brains.
Because you see, what they're going to try to do is kill as many innocent people as they can.
You're claiming the heat of the moon causes the dead to rise from their graves and walk among us? And so,
it could be a bloody, it could be a very difficult August, and I fully understand.
Is there any proof, any scientific evidence of an actual biological difference between these zombies and, say, just slow-moving tourists? Sir?
They cut to Dick Cheney.
Mr. President?
They are a threat to your children, David.
How exactly can we recognize one of these zombies? Is it their pallid complexion, the lizard-like stare? How about their general overall creepiness?
And it cuts to Dick Cheney there, literally at the Rose Garden, standing off in the distance, watching Bush give the speech. Lizard-like stare. Heaven help us. But the reason we played that is that it's the mainstream news. A lot of what they're reporting is just as legitimate. The Shiites are not backing Al-Qaeda in Iraq. That's the opposite group. And it's just as ridiculous as zombies. I mean, I go on the message boards and I see the people on Dig and stuff attacking us, and they got to be CENTCOM. I mean, it's just the same thing. Tinfoil hat, you want to be a Muslim and worship the Muslims and let the Muslims get us. Then you say, well, Why is Bush bringing so many Muslims in? And they just keep saying, tinfoil hat, tinfoil hat, tinfoil hat. We'll be right back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 9, 2007, gold 660, 50-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $681.87, $336.45 for half, $168.23 for quarter. That's $681.87, $336.45, and $168.23. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24-7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
All I'm asking you to do is start looking twice, and maybe a third time. Start questioning why you're being told what you're being told. Start questioning why they're putting cameras up in your neighborhoods. Start questioning why there's so many police. Start questioning why there's so many illegal aliens running around, waving foreign flags. Start questioning why your dollar's not worth as much. Start questioning everything that's happening. And then question again. Because believe me, you're going to find something out you don't like. All I've been doing now for 15 years plus since I woke up, I guess longer than that, and 12 plus years on air, is questioning and then finding answers. Speaking of manipulation of media, AT&T censors anti-Bush lyrics during live webcast. This is out of the Chicago Tribune today. A live internet broadcast of Pearl Jam's performance at Chicago's Lollapalooza Music Festival Sunday went off without a hitch until singer Eddie Vedder criticized President Bush. And, folks, they had people buy the switch, even for the web. Lyrics critical of the president did not make it past editors of the show's webcast. The band complained Wednesday on its website, and AT&T admits they censored it. What did Eddie Vedder say? The performance sponsored by AT&T Incorporated and carried on AT&T's Blue Room site omitted the lyrics, George Bush, leave this world alone, and George Bush, find yourself another home, as part of a version of the song Daughter, according to Pearl Jam website. Fans had complained to the band about the possible censorship, the site said. When asked about the missing performance, AT&T informed Lollapalooza that portions of the show were in fact missing from the webcast and that their content manager had made a mistake in cutting them. Kind of like cops will walk up to you when you're on the sidewalk in New York and just grab your head and slam you right in the wall and go, give me that camera, and just go and smash it. And literally, just literally, America just starts bleeding to death when they do it. And they just, yes, oh, it's so good. Oh, you're flying an upside-down flag. I'm going to beat you up and arrest you. Oh, God, so good. I mean, that is their attitude. And then when it comes out in the news, they've done things like this. And when I was there in 2004, folks, I mean, cops would come up to American Spectator reporters. And I make that point because, I mean, pro-Bush people. AP reporters. I interviewed and then saw video that was shot by another person. His stuff was confiscated. A national talk show host for Pacifica, I mean, on like eight big cities. And he was just there recording what was going on, and they just walked right over, grabbed him, slammed him to the ground, and took all his audio recording equipment, his camera, and all the little bubble chips, all the little memory sticks, and just took them. It took him to jail, never gave it back. I mean, that's what they did. And you've got to experience the tyranny, folks. That is so anti-America. That's what they do. It's how they operate. And this lets you know, I mean, tyranny is getting closer and closer. And Bush can punch one button. When Hillary gets in, she can punch one button. If the Ron Paul revolution doesn't succeed, and either way we win because the info gets out. They come in, they've got every radio and TV station, that is every broadcast system, cable, everything wired in under total FEMA control since 97. All the telecommunications and internet, they have blocking hubs, and they can censor and shut down whatever they want, whenever they want. And we just need to be conscious about how far they've gone, the things they've done, and how they're launching regulation of the internet and taxation of the web, and it's all passing the states right now. It's very close. It failed by two votes in the House last year. Senator Stevens is now about to be indicted. He's in a bunch of trouble for scams in Alaska. But he's still moving forward with censorship of the web this year. Looks like they may get it. I mean, we are in a tooth and nail fight. And if you just wake up and join the fight, we win. But, I mean, look, there's a minority of us who are on the field fighting against overwhelming odds. And we're having victories. Because we're fighting for our lives. We're fighting for survival. We're fighting for liberty. So we're fighting like hellcats. As I said, some of you out there can still spend 5, 6, 7, 8 hours acting cool a day. But you need to spend a few other hours a day fighting the new world order. It is so important right now. I mean, we're on the edge of total financial collapse and depression. And that's just not me saying. That's top banks, top mortgage lenders, governments. We're on the verge of martial law. The president has declared himself dictator. That's mainstream. We're on the verge of nuclear war with Iran, nuking them preemptively. We're on the verge of so many serious things. This is the time to be frosty. This is the time to be awake. This is the time to be focused. We'll be right back with some of my favorite Johnny Cash. Then we'll take some of your calls at 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I think a lot of the world has the attitude of never getting any love.
It's getting better.
So they need to hear this song.
Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other, one. come here for forgiveness? Have you come to raise the dead? Have you come here to play Jesus? To the lepers in your head? Did I ask too much? More than a lot? You gave me nothing now. It's all I got. We're one, but we're not the same. Where we hurt each other, and we're doing it again. You say love is a temple, love a higher law. Love is a temple, love the higher law. You ask me to enter, but then you make me crawl. And I can't be holding on to what you've got. When all you've got is hurt, one love, one blood, one life, you've got to do what you should. One life with each other, sister, brothers, one life, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other. Carry each other, one, one, one.
Yeah, that's Johnny Cash doing a cover song, I guess, for you too. It's good music. But, you know, that's in the context of a man and a woman. But just as a society, as the enemy likes to say, so below, so above, and vice versa, as a society, people that you live around, you work with, and it's getting worse as society gets more and more evil. You know, they claim that they want love. They claim they want to give you love. They ask you to enter, but then all they give you is hurt. And you see that more and more out there. And a lot of these people, folks, do act like they've never had love. And they want us that have had love to do without. You see, it's their nature. And that's why the New World Order wants an evil, abusive, corrupt society, because it creates minions for them. It creates these damaged type individuals who basically are unconscious and are even unable to understand truth when they see it right in front of their face, or when it hits them like a 2x4 upside the head. Anyways, I was listening to that song the other day on the radio, and I thought, you know, I ought to play that on the show. So there was some of it. All right. I know I gave the number out. We got loaded phone lines here, and we're going to go to your calls here in just a second. You know, I've really already said much of what needs to be said about the economy right now. But BMP freezes funds as loan losses royal markets. Bloomberg Financial, BMP, SA, France's biggest bank, halted withdrawals from three investment funds because it couldn't fairly value their holdings after U.S. subprime mortgage losses roiled credit markets. The fund has about $1.6 billion. And it goes on to say a pedestrian passes at BNP Bank, euros 2.2 billion of assets on August 7th after declining 20% in less than 2 weeks. Spokesman Jonathan Mullen said today the bank will stop calculating a net asset value for the funds, which have about a third of their money in subprime securities rated AA or higher. BNP's announcement sent its shares down as much as 5.5%, pulled the benchmark European stock index lower by more than 2%, and helped U.S. Treasuries rally from their first time in 4 days. Investors are shunning bonds backed by home loans after late mortgage payments by borrowers with poor credit histories rose to the highest level since 2002. So they're running out of private securities right now to rotten U.S. government securities, which are making, what, 4% or 5% a year, depending on which time you bought them. Man, this is just amazing. running from one rotten thing to another, looking for safe harbor. The complete evaporation of liquidity in certain market segments of the U.S. securitization market has made it impossible to value certain assets fairly, regardless of their quality or credit rating. I mean, that means that the other shoe is dropping. It means that, I mean, you could never rate them fairly. They were all leveraged 10, 20, 30, 40 times. It was always a fraud. I mean, they were at fraudulent index levels. The indexes were fraudulent in their price earnings ratios versus what securities and stocks were and commodities have been trading at for 20, 30, 40 years. They've been out of whack. I mean, it just gets worse and worse. Now it's Alice in Wonderland, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, Puff the Magic Dragon, Rumpelstiltskin, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, Greek God level. I mean, I don't even, and again, you try to talk to a yuppie, they don't even know what that means. They just say stock market 13,200. Stock market was 11,000 a couple years ago. And they just say higher. Don't you understand that? And I go, don't you understand they've devalued the currency, twit? And they say, no, I don't. I just know I'm wearing an Izod shirt and I've got golf clubs in the back of my Beamer. And people think I'm cool. And I'm like, yes, but if you would actually get involved in fighting the New World Order, you could save your hind end and mine too. We've got to work together. And they just giggle and laugh and literally just start skittering like monkeys or something. Tittering and skittering and hooping and... But don't worry, they're going to find out real soon how far it's dropped. Basically, they've thrown us off a 200-foot cliff. Sometimes you survive those drops. And me, I'm trying to get my legs springing beneath me. I'm trying to make sure I just break my legs and my hips. And instead of breaking my head and dying, and the yuppies are in a nosedive, diving downward, smiling and laughing. And I'm going, you might try to flip around right side up and just break your legs there, Buster Boy. And they're just giggling, going, ooh, isn't this fun? Woo! In just a minute, they're going to try to pull their ripcord and find out there's not a parachute. And I'm just like going, oh, man. You ever been in a really bad car wreck and right before you fly off a embankment into a bunch of oak trees, right before some big truck, the Mack truck slams into you? My dad got hit by a Mack truck one time. He said it was like slow motion. A Zales Diamonds Mack truck ran a red light and almost killed my dad. But anyways, he said it was like slow motion, just watching that big old truck come through there and hit him. And it's kind of like that. I'm sitting there in slow motion. I mean, literally. Everything had been accelerating and going real fast. Last few months, though, things have kind of slowed down a little bit around here because I'm kind of going, oh, boy, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt bad. I had a tornado come out of nowhere, a year and a half ago, out by Stonewall right before Johnson City. State police informed us that a tornado had come across. It had torn up some barns. We hadn't noticed. We hadn't noticed a tornado came by. And knocked me off about a 30-foot embankment, and then we flipped around, hit an oak tree, flew through a fence, and rammed into a bunch. And it happened all in about 5 seconds. It seemed like a minute or two. And it's that same feeling before we hit those oak trees. By the grace of God, we hit butt backwards, or the police said we'd have been dead, me and my dad. But he still got a concussion. I got one, but I've had so many, I just kind of felt like I drank a few beers. But he spent the night throwing up, but that's better than dying. He was throwing up and crawling around the floor, Mom, he said. But it's kind of like that. Kind of like when I was flying off that cliff with that Tahoe butt backwards towards those oak trees at the bottom. Crushed about half the car in. And again, I don't love money. But I do love what it's able to do, and that's hire more webmasters, put up bigger websites, get better bandwidth, make films, pay my employees, and maybe have a little bit of money to go on a vacation once or twice a year to spend time with my family. And I realize that half of what I have, my meager savings, is devalued. Half of it's gone. It's like somebody went into my children's two savings accounts and took more than half their money. and a little bit of money I got in two checking accounts has been devalued. And you know what? I said I'd go to your calls, and I just end up talking about this every day now because it's such a big deal. It's such a big deal. And they've done this. They announced it. They were going to do it 5 years ago, and they did it. And they've done it to us now, and when they finally announce how bad it is, it's going to be all over TV, and I'll be at the local restaurant, or I'll be walking down the street, or I'll be at the bank, and I'll have to hear know-it-alls in their prep outfits repeating what they heard on Hardball, or repeating what Kramer said, or repeating what O'Reilly said about why it happened, and boy, I hope they send those fund managers to jail. They caused it all, and I just... It's a mixture of feeling sorry for them and also wanting to slap them upside the head. Because this stuff wasn't hard to figure out. All right, I'm done talking about it. I've got world stock slide on fresh U.S. credit concerns. This is out of AP. Global equities turned sharply lower Thursday, led by heavy falls to leading European stock markets as worries resurfaced about a weak U.S. subprime mortgage sector. It's not that. It's now jumbo loans and standard loans. That's over $400,000 loan. Nearing the halfway stage, London's FTSE 100 index of leading blue chip shares slid 1.6%. Frankfurt's DAX 30 shed 1.46. The BNP dived 3.17 to 82.74 in Paris. Bank of England Governor Marvin King said the credit problems being experienced in the U.S. did not amount to an international crisis. Yeah, just a crisis here. But then... the biggest bank in France clamped down today. Later, I'm going to get into modern living to blame for cancer epidemic. That's the headline. Homeowner arrested after the burglar he confronted fell out a window. We're going to go over that. Right now, let's just get to your calls as promised here. Oh, my gosh. Get all my call lists screwed up here as usual. Who's up first here? Will in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller. Been with you since 1999, ever since I first, you know, saw America destroyed by design. I wanted to share with you and the listeners a story that just happened to me yesterday. Generally, as a rule, I sit here. I have two different websites that I've been working on. And
okay, what happened to you?
Well, I went to go try and get a job as more or less an exercise in exerting my constitutional rights. And I ran smack dab. I mean, I want people to understand how easy it is to run into one of these new world order groupies that are implanted in our society all around us. It's not just the people in Washington. It's not just, Bush and company. You can run into these people anywhere you go.
Are you kidding? The biggest graduate program they've got at A&M now is for running spying databases on U.S. citizens. I mean, type in Patriot Act compliance, and there are thousands of businesses. Everyone's having to comply. They're all reporting on you. Talk about no Fourth Amendment. Talk about Bush spying domestically. From your prescriptions to your banking, it all goes directly to the government.
Exactly. And this
so what happened? An illegal alien didn't have to have an ID, but you had to. What happened?
Well, that's exactly the point. I'm working on my first documentary project myself, and it's going to be called How to Use Your Constitutional Rights to Create a Mexican. And this story that I'm about to tell you is going to be up on my website by the end of the day today.
Okay,
I've
just go ahead and plug it. Go ahead and plug it. Just go ahead and plug it, okay?
All right. Well, basically, what happened was is I went to a I don't want to name the exact automobile dealership.
We're almost out of time, my brother. I just want you to get your story out.
Right. Well, I ran smack dab into this this manager, and what I decided I was going to do in any job that I apply for here was that I was not going to use any kind of social slavery number in obtaining this job. and I decided that I was going to, you know, give a complete resume spanning 21 years of business experience and going all the way back to when I joined the Army when I was 17. So that there's no doubt there's
And he said that isn't enough, but he probably had illegal aliens working there.
Well, I didn't see any while I was there. It was a well-to-do kind of automobile dealership that's just about a block from my house.
So what happened?
Well, when I went in, I put in my application. I filled it out completely. I didn't put down any Social Security number or anything or any kind of driver's license.
And what did he do? What happened?
First thing he says in the interview is, well, we have something in common. We were in the Army. And we started reminiscing a little bit about Fort Hood, and then this guy goes off into going off with the CIA to South Africa to kill little babies back in the early 80s.
Well, look, I'm going to be able to give you 60 seconds on the other side to finish your story and plug the website if you want. Because I got to move on to a bunch of other callers, as interesting as this is, Will. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
I tell you, I'm playing almost exclusively hillbilly music.
1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more as they began to run in, on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns.
Welcome back. That was a key American development, the British and the French and others began firing at each other at a great distance. And your aim, the power of the round, didn't have as much effect, but if you wait until they got up close, devastating effect. Now I'm getting off into war history. I really shouldn't be doing that. Okay, well, this is all very interesting. I want to read your story. Well, what's the website? Because you've been alluding to it, and just go ahead and get the plug out and finish your story.
Yes, sir. It's FortWorth911Truth.com, and it'll be posted up there on the main page with a link to the full article.
Fantastic. Now, in 60 seconds, finish the story.
Okay, well, in short, this guy told me that it started going into his detailed military history after we reminisced about Fort Hood a little bit, and he told me all about how he had gone off to South Africa in the early 80s with the CIA, and I told him, yeah, that was a really terrible time over there with apartheid still going on and everything, and them necklacing people and putting tires around their necks and setting them on fire and stuff.
Well, that was the communists that did that.
Yeah, but he just started going. He just didn't even hear what I said. He started going off about going over there and killing little babies, and he got this glassy look in his eye. And
he said killing, but he said I like to kill babies.
Well, he said killing children. So I was just disgusted and revolted immediately. And eventually, throughout the course of this interview, me telling him, trying to inform him about certain things under the law and constitutional rights in the process of this interview, he eventually got so agitated that by the end of the interview, he was practically coming over the desk at me, leaning up over the desk. I thought he was going to come over the desk.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, sir. Look, I mean, that's just par for the course. People get damaged by the things they do, and they either repent of it or they get to where they like it more and just turn themselves over to it and habitualize it, and it's over. And that's a lot of our cops have been running checkpoints and taking people to Abu Ghraib in Iraq, and they're coming back to be our gods, be our rulers. From freedom to fascism, I think they call it. Thank you, Will. I wasn't trying to be rude there. I just wanted to get your story out. Let's talk to Anthony in Arizona. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Alex. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I've known about this conspiracy to undermine the U.S. government and Constitution all the way back in when I was in high school.
Well, it's coming to a head now.
Well, you're right about that, and I just want to encourage you for what you're doing, because to me, you're the only one really out there that's really putting it out on the line, and a lot of people, you know, there's a segment of people out there that think that you're not, but you are. And I just want to congratulate you on that.
Well, you got to watch most of these patriot groups. And when I say most, probably 50-60%, all they do is ninny about the other patriot groups. And that's because a lot of them are COINTELPRO, or they've picked up the propaganda of COINTELPRO and ninny. If you notice, we spend about 5% of our time ninnying here and minding and sowing, circling and whining. And all these losers wonder why they're not effective fighting the New World Order. It's because they spend their time ninnying on the telephone and ninnying on websites. We spend our time fighting the New World Order. Stay there, Anthony. I'll let you finish up.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.